Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. As you would probably guess, the business community puts a lot of value on quality of life for their employees, especially when a new site location is being considered. Things like parks, recreation, theater, and the arts. After more than a year and a half of intensive construction and transformation, one such institution in Columbia has become an even more integral part of that equation. Della Watkins is the executive director of the Columbia Museum of Art. Today she's in our studio. Della, welcome.
Hello.
So first of all, give us your background. You're relatively new at the museum.
I am. I'm even a new Columbian. So I came from the Richmond, Virginia area, and this is the third museum that I've been able to provide a leadership role in, and I love Columbia. It feels a lot like Richmond.
And you've been here how long now?
Just over a year. I came October of last year.
Was all of this work, the transformation and the plans for all of that that has been happening at the Columbia Museum of Art, was that already in place?
It was well underway. So when I became involved, the last director did all the fundraising and provided the foundation, beginning plans, hired the architect. So when I arrived, we were getting ready for construction. So my objective was to get in here and get that construction started.
And it's all finished now.
It is finished. On December the 4th, we opened our doors to all communities, including, Mike, a front door on Main Street. And this is the first time that's happened because the door and the building has always been oriented toward the plaza.
So tell us what else is new there at the museum.
The most interesting thing is we're one of the few museums in the nation that have decided to reinstall the collection, not chronologically or not by a narrative. We have decided that each and every room will be by theme. And that allows us to show works that have never been on view. That allows us to show artists of color, women artists, South Carolinian artists. So we're really mixing up and presenting the collection in a fresh way. 51 pieces are either newly installed and seen for the first time ever or haven't been seen in over 20 years.
Well, tell us how the museum works with the business community.
25 years ago, the current location was a Macy's, a department store. And insightful leaders at that time figured out that, you know, residents and businesses needed some anchors in the business district to sort of begin that evolution of rebirth and growth. So it was retrofitted and renovated to become a fine arts museum. And then since then, we've become a downtown business. You know, I was in a room one day and somebody said, raise your hand if you're, you know, operating a small business. And I raised my hand. And somebody in the room said, put your hand down, Della. You're not a small business. I said, yes, I am. You know, we employ 40 full-time employees. I have another 20 part-time employees. We just finished a $7 million renovation. We're a business like everybody else, and we partner with businesses.
Have you had some feedback from the other businesses on Main Street since the renovation?
Well, I hope they're not just being kind, but they say they love us. And I think what they see is we are becoming an attraction and a destination. And on purpose, we don't have a restaurant inside of our museum. That is because we want people coming to the museum and using the local eateries.
What have you discovered are the challenges for the Museum of Art?
The last 14 months, as a product of construction, every museum experiences the same thing, which is our members fall off. There's less to see. We have less space to use. You know, the staff is downsized a little bit. So now that we're open and functioning fully, membership's important to sustain the museum. So that means that the exhibitions that I can attract from other locations can be stronger and bigger and bolder and better. It means that I can bring in more speakers and the classes and the teachers. So, you know, membership really supports the underlying growth of the museum.
And what is your main marketing method to acquire members?
We work very hard to make sure that anyone that wants to find out information about the museum can get it. And we have lots of vehicles to do that. You know, of course, we are right there on Main Street with a new canopy. Our website is brand new and full of an art-forward approach. Our marketing includes a billboard here and a friend there. You know, we are in every vehicle we can think of to try to encourage people to use the museum.
Della, thank you so much for stopping by today.
Thank you for having me.
Della Watkins is Executive Director of the Columbia Museum of Art. We will have a link to the museum posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.